holy night, the most mysterious, the most angelic, the most jaw-dropping, awe-inspiring, paradigm-shattering night the world had ever seen. But it sure didn't seem to start that way. In fact, every time we recreate this nativity scene, we always do it perfectly. You know, perfect peace. The light shines just right on the face of the sweet young mother. The light glistens off of the luxurious robes of the Magi and their expensive gifts shining on the walls of the stable. You've got these guys, and they look, you know, strong shepherds guarding the manger with what I hope are very well-behaved and very well-groomed animals. And then you got the Magi, who show up completely unexpected, unannounced, out of nowhere, with this sleeping baby who apparently nothing can rouse. He has slept through the night from day one. Any parents in here experienced that before? We romanticize this moment. We make the characters in the story just that, like characters. People who aren't real, and then we think about this as what Christmas is supposed to be like, and we compare our lives to this so often and wonder why it's lacking. Folks, sometimes I think we forget that that first Christmas was just as messy as your life and my life is. In fact, maybe it's just as messy as your Christmas is going to be this year. The wrong people saying the wrong things at the wrong time, and you can't figure out how in the world did we say yes to that again. Maybe your Christmas looks a little bit like this.
Okay, kids are finally asleep. All right, what's there left to do? Dishes?
Already done.
You are an angel. So, did you have a Merry Christmas?
Are you kidding me? That was the best Christmas ever.
Really?
Babe, I had a smile on my face from the moment I woke up.
Ah! Oh my God! Christmas! It's Christmas!
I think I was more excited than the kids.
Yeah, I know!
Honestly.
I was the same way.
Yeah. They like their presents, right?
Dana loves her playhouse. You weren't up too late building it, were you?
No, it was a breeze.
My family didn't ruin your day, did they?
No, I love that we hosted this year.
Mary, traffic was awful.
3 hours.
Whoa, you can't wait.
You sure?
Honestly, babe, they made my day.
Hey, Rach, is Cameron sick?
Well, I had a perfect day.
Me too.
I mean, this is gonna sound corny, but I don't know if it was you and the kids.
You're not adopted. She's not adopted. Why would you tell her?
But I definitely felt some Christmas magic today.
I absolutely love them. Come on, guys. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
Best Christmas ever?
Best Christmas ever.
Mom! Tyler's in my room! Get out!
I'll go.
You ever feel like Christmas just turns into a Christmas in your life? The wonderful thing about this time of year, though, about this night in particular, is that we celebrate a miracle in the middle of the mess. And not only did God do it once all those years ago, back in a little corner of the Roman Empire, he wants to do it again right in yours. So let me tell you about the mess that these folks found themselves in. The world was a disaster. At that time, Rome, the greatest empire that the world had ever seen, had subjugated the entire Western world through military might and through oppression. in what we look back on now and call the Pax Romana. But the only way that Rome kept peace was to enforce it brutally. And if you were a young couple living in Judea at that time, it was anything but peaceful. Life was completely unexpected. Mary and Joseph had to return to Bethlehem because the Emperor Augustus had decided he wanted more taxes. And so he declared that everyone had to go and experience a census, to go back home and be registered. And that forced travel was, it was difficult for everyone. But for a teenage mom in her 9th month of pregnancy, some of you moms were pregnant this year. Can you imagine a 6-mile ride on the back of a donkey with heartburn, with contractions and back pain and hunger, and all of that just so you could get to Joseph's house and look your mother-in-law in the face, who is skeptical about you? Because she doesn't do a very good job, nor is there a great way to explain how she got pregnant during their engagement. Joseph, her guy, well, he's not a very good planner, at least we think, because somewhere along the way, that first silent night, my guess is, was created because he forgot to make reservations in Bethlehem. Some of you have been there. They show up, and he's thinking, of course, presuming that the family's going to take him in. They'll at least let us sleep in the house. They're in a financial mess. We're told throughout the rest of Scripture just how poor Mary and Joseph were. He worked so hard, but all his dreams and his work ethic, they didn't seem to matter, because at that time, I guess, the carpentry industry just was having a down moment. And despite his best effort, he could do nothing except make ends meet. I wonder if you've been there. They show up, they get basically banished to the barn. There's a place underneath the houses of the time. While the common room is happening upstairs and people are celebrating, everybody's got a nice warm place to sleep and warm meals to eat, these folks get put in the basement, full of smelly animals and stuff. A drinking hole, a feed trough, and that's where God chooses to be born. It was an absolute mess. Nothing went as expected. Nothing went right. Maybe you've been there. In our nativity scene, there's also some unexpected characters. Like these folks, these shepherds, I mean, they look like, you know, well-groomed, well-coiffed. They smell pretty good. And you probably would trust them enough to leave your kids with them after the service is over. But in that day, in ancient Near East Jerusalem, shepherds were notorious. They weren't allowed to even testify in court. These people weren't trustworthy enough for anyone. And they found themselves on the outside. They would never have felt at home sitting in a pew in a church just like you are right now. Unwelcome, judged, and uncertain what everybody's thinking about them. Maybe you've been there. Then we've got the Magi. They show up at the party, although, I'm sorry guys, probably not at the birth. But they come completely opposite than the shepherds. These are educated, well-schooled, well-heeled, the right pedigree, the right degrees. They have power, they have influence, they have money, they make things happen. And they show up still looking, maybe, something's missing. Why doesn't it feel like this is enough? Maybe that's you. Maybe you've been there. It's only the birth of Christ that could bring this kind of people into this kind of place. We've never seen anything else like it. But they're here. And you're here. You're here with your mess too. And what happened that night is, in the middle of that mess, we hear this announcement from angels, an announcement that all of them wanted to hear, but many of them couldn't believe, just like you. Mary, maybe you recognize or you empathize with her, the tired mom who just wants to be the best mom she can be, try to be the best wife that she can, but things out of her control continue to plague her. She doesn't know how to fix. And then There's Joseph, who despite his best efforts and all of his work, it doesn't work out. And maybe you feel like the shepherds. You're here tonight and you haven't been in church in so long, you wonder if the place is about to erupt in fire because you walk through the doors. Or maybe you feel like the Magi. Life has kind of gone up and to the right. It's just worked. And yet there's a sneaky suspicion that you have that this can't be it. All of us have been one of these. In fact, probably through life, we all will get a chance to be each of these. And in the middle of that comes the announcement that all of us want to hear. The angels sang it out loud. Glory to God in the highest, but on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. It's kind of a weird phrase, isn't it? Peace on whom his favor rests. What does that even mean? Because it doesn't seem very peaceful that night. Maybe you've been there in your life. You don't feel real peaceful either. Here's what it means. The peace on earth means that Christ himself has come and made his home among the mess. And that home is around the people that he loves. See, he loves to be near the people that he loves. That's the miracle in the mess, is that he came not before we got things cleaned up, not whenever we were all ready to go, buttoned up, perfect looking. He came right in the middle of our junk and our stuff because he loves you. He came for people just like you. A married couple with three kids and a dog who sheds too much and your washing machine decided to stop working this week. He came for people just like you because he loves you. The single person working 60 hours a week with friends who make way more money than you do and parents who tomorrow are going to ask you again why you're still not married. He loves and his favor rests on you. The divorced person who's still dealing with the scars of rejection and trying to figure out single parenting with kids who don't understand why this happened to them. He came because he loves you. When you look in the mirror, and after all these years, you don't recognize the face that's looking back anymore. He came for you because he loves you and your chronic pain. He came for you and your unspoken shame. He came for you, the one who this Christmas is the very first one that you're spending without that one that you love. His peace rests on those of you who outlived your children, and that's not supposed to happen. Or you couldn't have children as bad as you wanted it. How in the world could we celebrate a night like this unless he didn't just come to fix it in that moment? He came to sit down in the middle of your mess and be with you and love you all the way through. Because the end of the story wasn't that he stayed a little baby. The end of the story is that this unexpected birth 33 years later set him up for an undeserved death, which set all of us up for an unimaginable life, if you want it. The miracle in the mess of the manger is that he called out in his little baby voice, "I'm here. I am here." Emmanuel, God with us, right in the middle of your stuff. Folks, you can have peace right where you are tonight if you will choose, and I will choose, to allow the one who came for us to be with us. He wants right to be in the middle. It's funny, you know, the only people that are missing from our little scene, it's the people that you kind of would have expected. It's all the religious elite, the people that had all the rules, had it figured out, the ones who believed literally that they could clean everything up themselves, and once they had it all just right, spit polished and ready to go, that then God would come back. They thought they could do it on their own power, on their own agenda, at their own time. Except Jesus says, "I'm not going to wait for you to clean yourselves up because you can't. So I'm going to come do it for you." The only way you can miss out on the miracle he wants to do in your life, the peace he wants to bring into your life today, right now, because his peace is always now. It's not when, it's not then, it's now. The only way that you miss out is believing that you don't need it. And so our invitation tonight is to believe that I am here, is here for you. That's a miracle. That's something to celebrate. Merry Christmas. Let's pray. Father, help us to believe this. This unbelievable story. This not a story, it's history. It's incredible that you would choose not just to become one of us, but to become one with us. God, I can't believe that you're still showing up. That just like you did in the most unexpected way right now, right here, those of us who are going to walk out these doors and into a life that we couldn't plan either, and we couldn't control either, and the messes that we made that we can't clean up and don't know where to start, you said, I want to come be with you. And you promised to right the wrongs, to heal the wounds, to fix what's broken. And that one day, the peace on earth that you started as a child in this manger, you would finish as peace races across the face of the earth forever when you return. So Jesus, as Pastor Manny prayed earlier, would you be born in us again tonight? We pray in your beautiful name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.